Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Finde deinen Beat auf der Musikreise deines Lebens. Diesen Sommer mit Rockstar Energy. Ibiza oder Kroatien, Alpen oder Festival. Du entscheidest. Hol dir jetzt die Aktionsdose von Rockstar Energy, gib den Code unter der Lasche ein und mit etwas Glück gewinnst du deinen einmaligen Musiktrip. Ob Dancefloor, Après-Ski oder Yacht, Rockstar Energy macht's möglich. Also, Aktionsdose kaufen, Code eingeben, mit Glück gewinnen. Teilnahmebedingungen auf rockstarenergy.de/musikgewinnspiel.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Chick McGee is back. He missed our Tool of the Week discussion on Friday.
Not for long.
We had a problem with our Tool of the Week.
We had decided on one, and then Tom, you remembered one, and you said, "Nope, this is it." Yeah.
And do you want to explain who I ended up picking?
I don't remember.
Don't get us wrong. We hang on your every word.
Yeah, I remember the scenario, but I don't remember the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a discussion about the fact that it was not a Democratic choice. I remember that.
Right.
Well, yeah, it was like a split room, and then at the last minute,
we all realize it's your decision.
Mm-hmm. So
pick the topic, and sorry. It's your decision.
Did Chick miss any other exciting news stories? I think we had a couple of interesting things that you might have missed.
I got to do this Netflix thing. We never got to that.
Oh, what is that?
A new Netflix reality special will show an attempt to manipulate a person into committing murder. The Push is the name of the show. It's the brainchild of British psychologist. Let me try that again. The brainchild of British psychological illusionist Darren Brown.
Magician.
Will place an unsuspecting man among a cast of paid actors and into a situation that forces him to choose whether to push an elderly millionaire off a ledge.
What?
According to Netflix, Mr. Brown exposes the psychological secrets of obedience and social compliance to such an extent that even the most moral people can be made to commit the most horrendous acts simply because they are told to do so.
So the one person won't know that everybody else is an actor.
Right. Yeah.
I think my friend Josh coined this phrase, morally repugnant.
Yes.
This special will be available to stream starting tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they have to set it up like a specific scenario like that. Because like if they just asked, you know, some ordinary married guy, it'd be like a half an episode. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What do I got to lose? Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
Someone in a custody battle? Yes.
Someone
yes.
Yeah.
Happily.
1, 2, 3, go. Yeah.
I've been daydreaming this for years.
Man.
You're going to pay me to do it?
And it's called The Push?
The Push. Yes.
Okay.
I don't care for it.
No, I don't care for it either.
It's really ugly.
Awful.
I like the title.
It's really ugly.
So
yeah.
It's sort of the Hunger Games home edition.
Sure.
Yeah.
Travel game.
This time it's for real.
Well, there's a classic study that it has some psych students and they're pressing a button that's zapping someone in the other room and they hear them screaming
and they
do this whole thing. And it's weird how much people you can kind of lean on them to do terrible things.
Yeah.
A lot of social pressures are a big factor in our lives, you know.
Wasn't this a famous Twilight Zone or something where they did this?
There's a movie called The Box. Isn't that with Gwyneth Paltrow? No, not Gwyneth. Is it?
Cameron Diaz. Where if you press the button,
you get $1 million.
You get a million dollars. Somebody will die. You don't know who. You only know that somebody will die, but you will get $1 million if you press the button.
Right. I do that.
And that is based on a Richard Matheson story that I think was. I mean, he did a ton of Twilight Zone stuff.
Yeah, okay. A bunch of
stuff. So this is like Black Mirror. the reality show.
It sure seems like it, doesn't
it?
Wow.
Another show that's starting tomorrow on USA Network takes a look at the two murders that have rocked the hip-hop world back in the 1990s. There's a new series still looking into the deaths of Tupac Shakur and Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, those
so
are still
interested in that.
Those are unsolved still,
yeah,
aren't they? Wow.
Absolutely. And I have to do this story, Tom, because I know you're not interested at all, but the name alone.
Uh-oh.
Young boy never broke again, has been arrested in Florida on a fugitive warrant.
Did he play for the XFL?
He's a rapper.
That's his name.
That's his name.
Young boy
never broke again.
Wow, that's a handful.
Tells you everything you want to know about.
Sheriff's records show young boy, a.k.a.
Never Contrell, broke again.
Yeah. His real name...
Steve Wilson.
I love that. I love that when that stuff comes out.
No, it's actually Contrell Deshaun Golden was booked yesterday in Tallahassee. According to the sheriff's report, young boy fled from justice in Waycross, Georgia. It's not known what the charges are. He has rap hits that include Outside Today and No Smoke. Once again, young boy never broke again. He's been arrested. I've never heard of you.
I know I've told Chick before that I did a show a long time ago in the northern part of Michigan in a casino. And I showed up, and this gig was in the nightclub. And the guy managing it says, hey, the DJ is going to be introducing you. Why don't you go introduce yourself to him? And I walked over, and I said, hey, I'm Dave. I'm the headliner tonight. And he goes, DJ Fade. And I looked at him, and I said, I'm not calling you DJ Fade. And there was a pause, and he extends his hand and goes, Rich.
DJ Fade.
Christy, what were the names of Young Boy Never Broke Again's two songs?
Outside Today and No Smoke.
If you just saw those titles, Outside Today and No Smoke, those sound more like Sesame Street songs.
Yes, they do.
Right? Let's go outside today.
And No Smoke. For anyone.
Smoke is bad.
Yeah, right.
You see smoke, there's probably a fire.
Yeah. Man.
He's a young boy. He can't be talking about serious topics.
I would also like to predict that he will one day be broke again.
He's probably broke now.
That way.
Well, if he is, it's going to be a tough one.
Never say never. Never broke again.
Am I right? Never? Huh?
Yeah, where do you draw the line when you name yourself something like that? How much longer can you do that? Even I remember.
Because you're not going to be a young boy forever.
At one point, it was Little Stevie Wonder.
Right.
And Mr. Wonder realized, well, let's just go with Stevie Wonder. Then he made one of the greatest albums of all time.
There's all kinds. Lil Romeo, Lil Wayne.
Four of them.
Yeah. What am I saying? Yeah, but yeah, you got to be careful when you give yourself a label like that. I mean,
well, is it like products? They can only say new and improved for so long?
Has to be a moratorium on that.
Like 6 months or something, right?
Yeah. Right. The Backstreet Boys, are they still out there?
Yeah, they're still
back
out there.
They're back.
In their 40s?
Mm-hmm.
Backstreet Men.
Well, they
now the Beach Boys too.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Help me, Ron.
Yeah, Beach Men sounds like a janitorial service for the sand. Yeah, he's a Beach Man.
Yeah, he picks up the plastic
pick up cigarette butts from No Smoke.
You brought up Stevie Wonder yesterday in the car. Stevie Wonder's "I Wish" was playing. Okay, so before kids. When we were growing up, there weren't little words that said what the songs were, you know? And I, honest to God, until last night, thought he was saying Disco Days instead of I Wish.
Oh, I'd have to hear it. I can't.
Disco Days.
Yeah. I always thought that's what he was singing. I had no idea till last night that it was I Wish. I Wish Those Days is what he's saying. And I heard in my head Disco Days. I mean, we've all got those songs.
Yeah.
But I am in my 50s. And just realized that last night. I was almost like, oh my gosh.
I don't know if you guys know this. Stevie Wonder, legally blind.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He cannot see.
Oh, so you're saying that you're saying that you knew the words and that Christy's an idiot for not knowing. Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all.
No, I am just an idiot.
I was just being silly, but I could see
we
why.
Could we get back to young boy being in prison? That's a bad name to go into prison with.
He's not in prison. He's been charged.
Hi, I'm
alleged.
I'm young boy.
Everybody he's not back in prison. Off.
He's not. Yeah.
He will be.
Young boy never broke again.
Mm-hmm. Let's.
His ass hymen's about to
be broke again.
How about we go from a young boy to a young girl?
All right.
Sucheta Asadish, a 12-year-old Indian girl living in Dubai, recently shattered two Guinness World Records. Thank
shattered,
you.
Shattered.
At the same time, by singing songs in 102 different languages during an epic concert that lasted 6 hours and 15 minutes.
Nope.
And now
can you imagine being her parents?
And now Wipeout on the drums.
Holy cow.
A seventh grade student at the Indian High School in Dubai, Sachetha, only started preparing to break the world record for singing in most languages in a single concert just over a year ago.
Was it the same song?
Yes. In 102 different languages.
The same song.
Same song.
Who sticks around for that?
Mom and dad, I'm telling you.
No, not my kid. Call me when you're done. I'll come back and get you. Not a chance.
He'll be circling the block.
Nope.
And then does it say what the song was? God, you can imagine how awful it had to be.
I have gotten into this mode the older I get. Even the greatest artists, comedians, musicians, I only want to see anybody for an hour. That's all I want. I don't care how good you are.
Even your wife?
I hear about these marathon comedy sets that these guys do in Los Angeles, 6 hours. I'm throwing food at you after an hour. I don't care how good you are or who you are.
Yeah, there's a lot of filler, you would think.
You're done.
Does it say what song?
Well, it gives a list of all the languages.
102.
102 languages. The same song?
This is amazing.
If somebody came up to me and said, hey, how many languages are in the world? I'd be like, 40. There are 102.
And I would think I'd be shooting high.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
I said 40 conservatively.
Right.
Yeah. That's the only concert.
This is a really long article. I'll find out what the song was. Here's a photograph of her on stage.
She's lovely.
There's a guitar and a bass and a keyboard, and
the whole band's left her.
The musicians are gone.
Sure.
Hey, look, sorry, Sucetta, but we got a life.
During the 80th version, they tossed her the keys. Here, lock up.
Yeah, okay. Have a good one. And we're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Testing my metal. We have found ourselves.
He walks by me in the hallway and he goes, don't do that.
What were you doing?
Never mind.
Never mind, but he doesn't. That's a serious talk with me. Don't do that. I won't anymore.
It'll be coming out of your paycheck.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with that man over there. I'm sure he's eating his yogurt right now because it times out with his CrossFit schedule.
Chewing nails.
He is Dave Dyer, rated fourth in his particular
age group
in
Michigan.
CrossFit in Michigan.
Where are you among people named Dave?
In your gauge, you're probably number one.
Yeah, number one.
Yeah, very good. We unfortunately don't have to talk about that. We do have Dave will be, by the way, at the Doherty Hotel in Clare, Michigan.
Yep.
He's just staying there overnight.
He'll be one of the guests this Friday night.
Yeah.
Same at the ice machine.
You need towels? I got towels.
I got towels for you.
Yep.
He'll be on stage.
Oh, you're going to do a show.
Kostaki Economopoulos. Once again, Kostaki and his wife are exploring the world of fertility.
Yes, sir.
We've learned about your motility.
Uh-huh.
What was the other word you used?
Morphology.
The morphology, the shape of your seed.
Shape. They're apparently a little not as pointy as you'd like, as you would draw it up.
Okay.
What if you get one of those sea creature babies, like in the shape of water? What if you get one of those? Huh? What do you get one of those with your mom?
You can still find love.
Sea monkeys?
That's what I find.
That's helpful. The point is, Kostaki, this should be very interesting. When is the next go-round?
We're not sharing every detail.
Okay. Does she have a calendar? There's certain times of the month.
Oh, there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of focus.
It's doing a time, baby. Time to jump on me.
Now, let's just do this, Josh. Why don't you be Tom Waits, except you're Kostaki's wife with Tom Waits' voice. Kostaki, real quick. No, Kostaki, he's going to be singing, I think. We're just making this up as we go. Now, Kostaki, is this thing based on a day or a time?
Oh.
Like, does she have some kind of
There are some time things in terms of...
You've got to do it at 4:30 on a
drugs
Tuesday.
Drugs and things. Yeah, sometimes there's a... Yeah, this is a good window here.
Hmm.
So,
hey, honey, how are we doing on time?
It's time to fill me up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Listen,
you asked,
babe.
You wanted weights.
You did.
That's what you're going to get.
You did. That's...
Oh, 55 ounces of seed.
That's great.
Yeah, that's better than come on, fill me up.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Now, I will say that I think we can agree to this premise. People who have their acts together very often don't have kids, right? Or have one kid. And people who don't have their acts together are having giant piles of children.
Okay, good, thank you.
So this is what I think we should do. We should take a drug that causes temporary infertility and put it in Velveeta.
Oh, jeez.
That's going to hit the masses.
As a starting off point. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying forever. I'm saying if you're in contact with these items, now is a bad time to start a family. Velveeta.
So did you get this idea reading about, 1935 Germany? Just asking.
Maybe there
are more products other than Velveeta.
If you're in contact with these items, maybe this is not a good time to start a family. Maybe 40-ounce Schlitz malt liquor bull bottles.
There you go.
Yep. Okay. Maybe handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying
high school textbooks
base parenting and your ability to finish the New York Times crossword puzzle in a certain time.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there are some baseline
high school textbooks.
I don't think that's the crowd he's going for with this.
Right.
The crossword.
Any
crowd.
Sort of DUI paperwork.
You tell him, Chancellor.
Maybe the doorknobs of check cashing stores.
Okay. Uh-huh. You might not be ready for a child.
I don't want to turn this into class warfare. I'm just saying if you don't have a bank, you shouldn't have a daughter.
Just get a bank first. Design your clothing.
That's all I'm saying.
Are you trying to time this out so it doesn't interfere with the NFL season?
Yeah.
Maybe we could put this drug in dollar bills, but they're only released when they're folded long ways. You see what I'm saying?
To be picked up by
either
a pair of buttocks, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Maybe now's not a good time to start the family. That's all I'm saying.
He's thought this out. seriously, is it the timing of this now? Does this mean at a certain time she is, shall we say, back in the saddle, or is it back in the stirrups, if you know the distinction I'm trying to make?
Oh, well, it depends on what you're doing with that cycle.
Right.
There's a whole range of choices.
Had to bring a horse
into it. You can go natural, you can go natural assisted.
So she says to you, look, next month when the egg drops, we're going to have Dr. Dr. Jones do the old insertion, or she's going to say, look,
Dr. Jones,
get ready next month.
There's a lot of science.
Canadian Mounted Police time.
And sometimes you go back and forth between.
And he has to normally be there, even if the doctor's involved, because he has to make a sample.
I know, but
you can freeze a sample, and then
you could freeze
a sample, and then go tell jokes in Utah.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
You did that?
I've done that.
Pop it in the microwave, and
I think the doctor does that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
You can microwave, or do you have to like sit on it like a ham?
I don't think microwave. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's not like sit on it like a ham.
Hen.
Oh, hand.
Hen. I said
you let it naturally thaw like a tube of ground beef when you take it out of the freezer.
Dude, you're playing with fire. If you're anytime now she gets pregnant, it's right in the playoff time in the NFL. I mean, 9 months.
That was my question.
December, yeah.
That's a good point. You got to be careful.
You got to distract her for a couple months.
Timing.
Let her know you got to wait. See what she says.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Asia.
Oh, you'll wait.
Film it.
Oh, you'll wait. Yeah, you'll wait so long by the time you're ready. You're going to need a bucket.
Well, that's awkward. Okay.
Or a canteen. What do they give you at the doctor's office when you have to produce the seed? Do they give you like a...
Get a little cup with your name on it.
Cup.
It's nice. It's like kindergarten.
I mean, is it paper or plastic or stainless steel?
It's usually
it's like one of those cones that they put at the end of water.
That's right.
Yeah,
coolers. Yeah,
very thin seriously, paper cones.
Some kind of a special medical cup
It's usually a very. It's a sealed.
A sterile cup. It's
a sterile
specimen.
Small cup.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not throwaway. It is. It is in fact like a little baby thermos.
Sure.
It's like a plastic baby food jar. Like, imagine the size of a baby food jar with a plastic top.
Does it have,
top.
Like, a cool name?
It's called a specimen cup. Tom, what are you looking for?
I'm just curious if there's something.
We could nickname it.
We could call
it jizz jar. Jizz jar. Yeah, that's what they call it.
Thank you.
Wad holder? How about that?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Nurse, where's the wad holders?
The container.
He's turning bright red now.
I love it. This is the best time I've had in a long time.
Did you have to be upside down at the...
There's a lot. Yes, it's tricky.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
When you don't have the gun party.
That's the part that I don't want my wife to see.
Is trying to aim?
At the moment of
arrival, you have to do some kind of weird
flip. At the moment of arrival, there's a very awkward
ending. You walk into the room and there's a VCR, some porn magazines, and a weird trapeze bar. Gravity, you know.
Yeah. The gravity is tricky.
And I would imagine you have to kind of wipe the side like when you crack an egg in a bowl.
That is a great image.
It can't go into the...
Right, yeah.
There's a little shell in there.
Just so much.
Who's getting that
out? You know what, Kostaki? We joke, but man, this is great. I mean, no.
You know what? I'd like to.
We're all wishing you the best,
Josh,
right?
Josh is saying, yeah.
This is as Josh hands him his gift. He opens it. It's a black light. Careful where you sit.
Middle of May, get you the middle of February.
No, this has got to be kind of a stressful thing, and it's great that you guys are doing it. And it's
thanks, man. I appreciate the earnestness following your egg joke.
How many times have you had to do the thing at the doctor's office?
It's been, takes some doing. Now I'm doing it anyway, so it's just a different place.
But can't you do it at home into the wad holder and then take it to the doctor and drop it off?
You can, and a friend of mine has done that.
Right. How long is it viable?
But he's in New York. There's traffic.
Well, I've never done this, but my friend reported that it was more of a baggie, and you tape it to your chest under your shirt to keep
body
it. To keep it body temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go shirtless.
And then you go walk. Yeah.
It seems like the bag
shirtless
would be...
in the subway.
And then you smuggle your sperm through New York City.
It's kind of like toaster strudelizing packets. You got to hold it in your hand to warm it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Keep it fluid.
Toaster strudel.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I've seen that. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I just haven't thought that phrase in like 15 years.
I hope you're a little less viscous than that.
God is my witness, that came up on one of my network boards.
What's that?
Women that want to buy the extra, they want to know if you can buy just the frosting packets for toaster strudels.
It
if
ain't
there
just
aren't
women.
Enough.
Really?
They literally came up on one of the silly groups that I'm
can
in.
Can you?
I don't think
would be
it
a
was
brilliant idea.
Definitive.
And they
can
make a movie out
not.
Of it, like the one they're making about the guy that
yes.
invented the Cheetos Frosty.
Oops, just icing. How about that?
My 5-year-old niece has the best trick for toaster strudelizing.
She does.
Yeah, she said, we were having one, one breakfast. I had one, she had one. She goes,
really?
Let me put... Now, here's one of the saddest things I've ever done. It's hard when I say that I had one of something. It's hard for people to believe that
you didn't distract her.
You didn't eat the whole box.
You mean one toaster.
One dozen, of course. Yeah. So either dozen or pallet or any sort of other measurement.
Pallets.
Just
one truck pallet.
Right.
I'm sorry. So you each have a toaster strudel. You each have one packet.
Yes. And she goes, let me put your icing on for you. And I went, that's fine. And so she put one dot, two dots, and a little smile. So she was making a smiley face.
And then
she put the packet in her mouth and ate the rest of my icing.
Sure. Yes. You clench your teeth and pull.
She's an Arnold.
Wow. There you go.
So I barely got any.
Clench your teeth and pull. That's a great one.
Is she recovering in the hospital now?
And we've never had breakfast since.
I mean, she got sucked in those factory germs on the outside of that plastic. Okay, good. Kostaki, back to the name thing.
Mm.
No,
that's a tricky thing when you're pairing it with Economopolis.
I'll do a yes or no thing here. Do you have a name selected for a boy and a name selected for a girl?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there a process you have to go through?
There is a process for traditional Greeks.
Because your dad is named.
My dad's Vasilis. So it's
so you are
traditionally now not everybody does this, but the old school tradition is that the first son is named after the father's father, the second son is named after the mother's father, and then the first daughter is named after the father's mother, and the second daughter is named after the mother's mother.
What's your father's mother?
My father's mother is Marjorie.
Marjorie, that's a nice name.
Yeah,
I like Marjorie.
Yeah, yeah.
And is she okay with your wife? Okay with this?
Yeah, we're not going to follow that system.
Oh. So the answer to my question is no.
No.
So you're not going to have a son named Vasilis?
No.
What is the nickname for Vasilis?
Vasilis
Vic?
Sounds...
Would it be Vic?
Would it be Vic or Vicky?
Vizzy.
Or Vacco?
Vizzy? No.
Basil is often the go-to here in the States.
Excuse me, no one heard Christy say Vizzy. In this case, that would be...
Well, if you have a kid named Basil, he's not going to be a comedian.
No.
Whoa.
Got cold in here. So I'm
throwing shade on a Greek comedian.
Sounds like a disease to me. No offense to your father.
No, it does. It does sound like penicillin.
Isn't that part of your name? Aren't you Kostaki?
Yeah, I got Constantinos Christos Vasilis Economopoulos.
Yeah. Right, came
Christos is just a bonus. I was born on Christmas Day.
Aren't those the lyrics of the song from The Omen?
Christos Vasilis Economopoulos. Now, I understand, the Tom Waits has a new album, in which he does the theme song to The Omen.
From The Omen.
That's right.
How does it go?
Dominus Nectar.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I do this so that you explore the world of Tom Waits. He is a brilliant singer,
yes,
and songwriter, and we are not trying to make fun of him, but it just would be funny if Mr. Waits did do an album of The Omen.
I enjoy this construct.
Although his lyrics would be much better.
You're like his little puppet, and yep, you hang in there, and you commit. It's very enjoyable.
We're all like his little puppets. Have you not figured that
okay,
out?
So, Kostaki,
it's a good construct.
Are you not going to tell us the names that you've, which is perfectly...
He said he doesn't have
No, no, names. We've been discussing, and we mull this over, and we daydream about it, but we haven't. We don't know yet.
What's your mom's?
I'm not hiding
what's your mom's
from
name?
You. My mom's Marjorie.
Oh, she's Marjorie. Okay, what's her mom? What's her mom's name?
No, what is your dad's mom's name?
My dad's mom's name was, well, I called her Yaya.
Greek.
Now you got me stumped. Hold on here.
Yaya.
I should know the answer to this.
Yaya.
Well, that's one generation. That's one generation too far away.
That sounds like a yogurt.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Yaya.
Wait, if you my Yaya.
What, you
was
and your,
what was her name? She died when
if
her
you had a sister,
really
you would have to have.
Okay. What about for boys? What are the other options?
I don't know. That's the thing. When you pair it with Ava, we went with Ava in part because it was such a short name.
Right.
And here's the thing. When you're named Kostaki, when you're introduced at a party, you have to stop and explain your name. If you have a name that's
it's short.
Somewhat American, then you have a crazy Greek last name. It's not an issue at a party because you can just say Ava, and then you should still have a colorful ethnic name. So I like the idea of something that's maybe a little bit Greek or a little bit ethnic or a little bit quirky, but not like you have to stop and go, what's your name? Because I've had that for my whole life.
Yeah.
It's weird.
My youngest daughter is Zoe, which is a Greek name.
I like Zoe.
Yeah.
Actually, that's one of the names we have been knocking around.
Oh, that's nice, right?
Zoe Economopoulos.
Yeah,
that's
a Greek name.
It's a Greek word. It means life, right?
And in the back in the old days, it meant that she'd always be last at school.
Yes.
Whenever they did anything.
There are plenty of Greek male names that are short. Zeus.
Another
there you
show,
go.
Though, back
oh, you almost got a spit take.
Back nice. To the end of the line.
What a nice compliment.
Zeus and Zoe.
People used to call Hercules.
Yeah, there you
Herc.
Go.
Zeus.
Yeah.
Zeus is a little much to live
too Greek?
Up to. Hercules. Socrates. Yeah.
Socrates. Plato, the big ones.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't go
Aristotle.
For those.
There's Economopoulos.
There are some
Aristotle's
Platos out there. That's
Aristotle's
kind of,
out there.
Yeah.
Economopoulos is enough Greekness for one name. You don't need to add on to that too much.
And you've agreed that you're going to go with Economopoulos for the last name. She didn't weigh in with her
all of our
name.
Names are Economopoulos in our family.
She took your name when she got,
yeah,
when you got married.
How about that for a nice choice?
Must be love.
Yeah, that's love. I should have changed my name. I could have been Constantinos Miola. That's a much better name.
Oh, I like that name.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a sexy name.
Miola.
Mafia.
Constantinos Miola. Hello. Ooh.
Yeah, Miola is sexy because it has meow in it.
Yeah.
So when she's like, my last name is Miola.
So you're talking.
That's
you're, so you're
that's
sec,
my wife.
You're sexing,
oh, sorry.
You're sexing up his baby's name now.
Right.
I was no lady. That was my wife. What's going on?
Hey, this sort of ties right in. Christy, did you see this thing about the exorcisms? This is from Newsweek. The Vatican has reportedly set up a new exorcism training program because of the soaring demand for priests trained to rid people of demonic possession.
Wow.
This is real. This is this is from Newsweek. They're quoting Benigno Palilla on Vatican Radio. I think he does the morning show.
Oh, does he?
He's
Vatican
nuts.
Radio.
I like
a big concert announcement in the 10 minutes.
Yes.
good morning. How's everybody doing?
I can't believe it, but Paul's coming back.
And he's got the intern out there. Oh, just a second. We got Turd Boy on the phone. Seriously, it says a Sicilian priest and trained exorcist Benigno Palilla told Vatican Radio the demand for priests trained in exorcism has tripled in recent years. Wow. So
tripled? You think that would be fading? Yeah. That's getting bigger?
Well, it may have gone from 3 to 9.
No, it says, and there are 500 alleged cases recorded in Italy annually.
Wow.
That's a lot.
What?
Unless that's a typo.
Yeah, it's big business.
It's the what's the devil is in you, and you got to get him out.
Yeah,
something or a demon. Yeah,
it's very scary if you read about some of these things.
And there's green,
I'm not gonna
green pea soup involved.
Pontificate.
Sure,
well, that was in a movie.
I should get one of these guys to visit my ex. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Am I right, everybody?
I hear
this guy gets it.
Right over here, he gets it.
Where are my drinkers at?
We'll find out more about the turkey baster when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coming up on Friday, the Napa Tool of the Week. A great value from Napa plus the Bob and Tom Tool of the Week. He's no tool. He's our guest host. He is Captain Fertility, Kostaki Economopoulos. And his arch enemy,
hope that doesn't
Motility
stick.
Man. We've been talking about Kostaki's seed, which... he is trying to navigate into the proper spot.
Oh, my God.
New baby.
That's my wife.
Can't you just say he and his wife are trying to have a baby?
Yeah. Nobody talks like you do.
No one.
But they're going through an elaborate procedure. It's,
yeah.
Some people, it takes a little help.
Well, good.
No condoms.
That's yeah, a little more yeah, than that.
Well, that's some a good start. Takes, you yeah. had to go to a doctor to find that out.
And they said don't use condoms. I was like, what?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all. Is it plugged in?
You know,
you get from customer service.
It is
service
weird
sometimes.
To spend your whole life trying to not impregnate somebody and then try to impregnate. It's you're,
frustrating.
It's very, and if you think about it, a condom is actually proof. Using a condom proves that you're ready to be a father because you're stopping the thing that you love the most in life and making it less good. Because you have forethought and planning.
No, he's not, no, he's
nature
not talk,
has it backwards.
Josh, he's not talking about putting one on a jelly donut.
Yeah. What?
What?
Wow.
Yes. Tom's right. Putting a condom on a jelly donut would make it less good.
That would
and
dramatically
nearly impossible.
What?
Right. He's right. If you were to shove a jelly donut into a condom, it would not taste nearly as good.
Not as good.
I don't think you can do that physically.
It'd be a trick.
Yeah, what?
Maybe get one of those. Those.
You can put a ship in a bottle.
A very tiny ship. So no, it could be a very tiny donut.
I'm just saying, I think nature has that backwards.
Yeah.
Right? Because the guy who isn't using a condom and is not thinking about the future, way more likely to become a parent.
Yeah. Right? He's not thinking responsibly.
Especially because he's not using a condom.
And he's, yeah.
By definition,
yes.
I would think.
And he's embracing immediate gratification instead of having his act together and thinking about the future.
That's everyone.
That's the guy more likely to be a parent. Nature's got it backwards again. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So we'll expect an update soon.
I'll let you know what's up.
And as Chick pointed out, I think that the calendar, the way it's going, you're looking at a Super Bowl baby.
You got to back off, man. Like May sometimes, you're safe. That's a safe harbor.
May?
Middle of May, yeah. Then you're like February,
so you back it out 10
February,
months
March.
Before May?
Then you're going to clear everything.
Yeah, then you're going to
clear. Because we know you do love the NFL.
What about the draft?
there's a draft. Well, and
now
the
we're down to even fewer months.
And the combine, yeah.
That's right. There's a lot going on. There's a big flurry of trades coming here the next few
weeks. Of course, there's the owners' meetings late spring. That's
that's out.
Yes. Maybe forget about it. Okay, I'm sorry. Christy, what else have you got over there?
Police in a Philadelphia suburb received an unusual report, a dinosaur on the loose.
What?
Yeah. Officers in East Lounsdown, is it East Lounsdown, did not panic. They took things in stride because when they finally checked it out, they realized it was a Tyrannosaurus Rex taking their kid to school Tuesday. They obviously said there was no problem and cleared the report. This Tyrannosaurus Rex business is out of hand. Everybody seems to have one of those costumes now.
They're funny.
Wait a minute.
I enjoy them.
They're funny.
Everybody.
Every time I turn on social media, there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex doing something.
I know. Yep.
Shoveling snow.
Have you seen him checking his oil?
Yep.
Gosh, that's funny.
There was one at the Browns parade.
Comes
you're right.
Down and slams on his neck.
Do you
Man.
Hear one at the Browns parade? I mean, they're just everywhere. It's crazy.
They are silly looking.
Yeah. So someone called the cops.
Yeah. And they are not realistic looking. If you,
no,
I mean they must have been far away, or
even that.
Wait a minute!
It's all of the facts of
right,
life.
If it is yeah. realistic looking, you have to be a time traveler. Right?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I think the T-Rex is a time machine because it's here right now.
No,
it was an addled old person that didn't know.
Where was that?
It was in the Philadelphia suburb.
Okay. All righty.
Lansdowne, Pennsylvania.
I just Googled this and came up with the headline, Gas Passing Peeing Dinosaurs Come to Manitoba Museum.
I think that's different.
An exhibit at a Canadian museum shows how dinosaurs,
would pass gas?
Yeah.
Well, don't they pass gas the way everybody else does?
Uh-huh. I would have, how do they even know this?
It's not their little left hand, the thumb in their left hand.
Wow.
It's from this exhibit was done by the guy that helped out Steven Spielberg with Jurassic Park.
Oh. Wow.
So, that's exciting.
Yeah. Isn't there another one? Yeah, Jurassic Park, Broken World or something? What is it?
New one.
Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Kingdom. Yeah, same thing.
Okay. We have to review some of the things we learned on today's show.
Here he is now.
I would include an argument about I thought the Olympic closing ceremonies were pretty lame. It didn't really last long.
What would you like to see?
I don't know. Josh and I both agree we couldn't figure out if those were people in the seats or just a bunch of lights. Chick had a weird dream that he was riding a bicycle and...
I pulled into a rest stop, and there was another guy with a bike. Turned out it was Vince Scully.
I brought in the birthday cake for my two-year-old. Put a picture of that on the various Bobbitums social platform. It's a peanut butter and jelly cake. It was absolutely amazing. And Kostaki and his wife working on having a baby.
Yeah.
Keep us up to date, and good luck at the fertility clinic.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Do you bring your own gloves, or you just have them there? Okay, we'll find out later. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.